Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 19th of April 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to finish the cries of distress of the whole world and bring about cries of victory. In this old world there are cries of distress, and in the new world there are cries of victory. Question. By following which godly discipline do only the poor claim the full inheritance from the Father, because the wealthy are unable to do so? Answer. The godly discipline is to become a complete beggar, to forget everything you have. So the poor children are easily able to forget everything. However, the intellects of the wealthy who believe themselves to be in heaven don't forget anything. This is why those who remember their wealth, property, friends and relatives are unable to become true yogis. They cannot receive a high status in heaven. Om Shanti. The sweetest children with faithful intellects know very well and have the firm faith that the Father has come to finish the quarrelling of the whole world. The wise and sensible children know that the Father has entered this body. His name is Shiv Baba. Why has he come? To finish the cries of distress and to bring about the cries of victory. There is so much quarrelling, etc., in the land of death. Everyone has to settle their karmic accounts and return home. There is no question of quarrelling in the land of immortality. Here there is so much upheaval. There are so many courts and judges, etc. There is so much violence everywhere. Look, abroad too, there is so much upheaval. There is a lot of conflict in the whole world. This is called the old Tamopradan world. There is nothing but rubbish everywhere. There is just jungle everywhere. The Unlimited Father has come to end all of this. You children now have to become very wise and sensible. If you children also continue to fight and quarrel, how would you become the Father's helpers? Baba wants children who can be very helpful. He wants those who are wise and sensible and who don't have any conflict with anyone. You children also understand that this is an old world. There are innumerable religions. It is a Tamopradan vicious world. The whole world is impure. There is nothing but fighting in this impure old world. The Father comes to end all of this and to bring about cries of victory. Each one of you knows how much sorrow and peacelessness there is in this world. This is why they want peace in the world. How can any human being bring about peace in the whole world? They have shown the Unlimited Father in the pebbles and stones. This too is a play. So the Father tells you children, now become alert and active. Become the Father's helpers. You have to claim your fortune of the kingdom from the Father, no less. There is a lot of happiness. The Father says, sweet children, according to the drama, The unlimited Father has come to make you multi-million times fortunate. Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule in Bharat. Bharat was heaven. Heaven is called the wonder of the world. Even the Silver Age cannot be called that. You children should make effort to go to such a heaven. You have to go there at the beginning. You children want to go to heaven. You want to become like Lakshmi or Narayan. There is now going to be a lot of distress in this old world. Rivers of blood will flow. After rivers of blood, there will be rivers of ghee. That is called an ocean of milk. Here they make a huge pool and they fix a particular day when they go and pour milk into that pool and then bathe in it. They also pour milk over a Shivalingam. One of the praises of the Golden Age is that there are rivers of ghee and milk there. There is nothing like that. Every 5,000 years, you become the masters of the world. At this time, you are slaves. You will then become emperors. All the elements become your slaves. There is never untimely rain. Rivers do not overflow. There are no calamities there, whereas here, just see how many calamities there are. True Vaishnavs, not vicious Vaishnavs, reside there. If someone becomes a vegetarian here, he is called a Vaishnav. But no, they continue to cause a lot of sorrow for one another through vice. The father explains to you so well. The village urchin is also remembered. Sri Krishna cannot be shown as a village boy. He is the master of paradise and he takes 84 births. You know at this time how much you have stumbled doing devotion and how you wasted so much money. The father asks, I gave you so much money and your fortune of the kingdom, so where did all of that go? I made you into the masters of the world. So what did you do then? The father knows the drama. The old world then becomes the new world, and the new world becomes the old world. This is a cycle. Whatever happened in the past will then repeat. The father says, there is now little time left, so make effort and accumulate for the future. Everything of the old world is to turn to dust. Wealthy ones do not take this knowledge. The father is the lord of the poor. The poor now will become wealthy there, and the wealthy will become poor there. There are now many multi-millionaires. Some will go there, but they will then become poor. Now they consider themselves to be in heaven. They are unable to remove that from their intellects. Here the father says, forget everything. Just become beggars. Now look at the things they have invented. Kilograms, kilometers, etc. The king who is ruling at the time commands in his own language. They copy the things from abroad. They don't have their own wisdom. They are Tamopradan. Look how much money they spend in America on preparing things for destruction. They drop bombs, etc., from aeroplanes. There will be fire. You children know that the Father comes to have destruction and establishment carried out. Among you too, those who explain are number-wise. Not everyone's intellect has faith to the same extent. You should follow Baba in what he did. What will you do with those few pennies in this old world? Nowadays, they have paper notes. There, they have gold coins. Golden palaces are built there, so gold coins will have little value. It is as though everything is free. The land is Satopradhan. It has now become old. That is a Satopradhan new world. It is completely new. When you go to the subtle region, you drink mango juice, etc. But there are no trees, etc. there, nor are there any trees in the incorporeal world. When you go to heaven, you receive everything there. You have to use your intellects for everything. There aren't any trees in the subtle region. Trees grow on the earth, not in the sky. Although there is the name, the great element of Brahm, that is just empty space. Just as those stars are hanging in the sky, in the same way, you very tiny souls hang there. Stars are seen to be big. It isn't that there would be any big souls in the great element of Brahm. This is something to be understood with your intellects. You have to churn the ocean of knowledge. So souls too reside up above. They are just tiny points. You have to imbibe all of these things. Only then will you be able to help someone else imbibe them. A teacher would know everything because this is why he teaches others. Otherwise, why would he be a teacher? However, here, teachers too are number-wise. You children can understand paradise. It isn't that you have not seen paradise. Many children have had visions of how weddings take place there and what language is spoken there. You have seen everything. At the end too there will be visions, but only for those who are yog-yukt. What would those who simply continue to remember their friends, relatives, wealth and property see? Only true yogis will remain until the end. The Father will be pleased to see them. A garden is created with flowers. Many leave even after being here for 10 to 15 years. They are said to be Ak flowers. Very good daughters who used to bring directions for Mama and Baba and conducted drill are no longer here today. These daughters know, and Bapdada also knows, that Maya is very powerful. There is an incognito war with Maya. There are incognito storms. Baba says, Maya will trouble you a lot. This is predestined in the drama of victory and defeat. You do not battle with weapons. This ancient yoga of Bharat is very well known, and you become that with the power of yoga. No one can claim the kingdom of the world with physical power. The play is wonderful. There is the story of two cats fighting and a third taking the butter from between them. It is said, claim the sovereignty of the world in a second. Daughters are given visions. They say that there is butter in Sri Krishna's mouth. In fact, they see the new world in Sri Krishna's mouth. You claim the butter of the kingdom with the power of yoga. They fight so much for a kingdom, and many die in that battling. The karmic accounts of this old world have to be settled. None of the things of this world are to remain. You have received the Father's Srimat. Children, hear no evil, see no evil. They have created an image of monkeys. Nowadays they make the same image of people too. Previously they used to import things of ivory from China, etc. They also used to wear glass bangles. Here they pierce their noses, etc., to wear jewellery. In the Golden Age there is no need to pierce anyone's nose or ears. Here Maya is such that she cuts off everyone's nose and ears. You children are now becoming clean and pure. There is natural beauty there. You don't need to use anything artificial. Here, bodies are made of tamopradan elements, and this is why there are illnesses, etc. These things do not exist there. You souls are now very happy that the Unlimited Father is teaching you and changing you from ordinary humans into Narayan, that is, into the masters of the land of immortality. This is why there is the praise. If you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis. Devotees do not know these things. Among you too there are very few children who remain happy and who continue to churn these things. Innocent ones are assaulted so much. The memorial of Draupadi is all happening in a practical way. Why did Draupadi call out? People do not know. The Father has explained. All of you are Draupadis. It isn't that females would always become females. You can become a female twice consecutively, but no more. Mothers call out, Baba, protect me. Dushashan is harassing me for vice. This is called a brothel, and heaven is called Shivalaya, temple of Shiva. This brothel is Ravan's establishment, and Shivalaya is Shiv Baba's establishment. He gives you this knowledge. The Father is also called knowledgeful. It isn't that knowledgeful means he knows what is in everyone's heart. What would be the benefit of that? The Father says, no one apart from myself can give this knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the world. I alone sit and teach you. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. This is the reward of devotion. There is no devotion in the golden and silver ages. The kingdom is being established through this study. Look how many advisors, presidents, etc. have. Today they appoint advisors to advise them. Today they appoint advisors to advise them. There is no need to have advisors in the golden age. The Father is now making you clever. Look how clever Lakshmi and Narayan were. You receive the unlimited sovereignty from the Father. People celebrate the birthday of the Father. Shiv Baba definitely came in Bharat and went back home after making you into the masters of the world. It is not a question of hundreds of thousands of years. It is a matter of only yesterday. Acha, what more can I explain? The Father says, man above. In fact, this study is that of just a signal. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to become a complete helper of the Father, become wise and sensible. Let there be no conflict inside you. 2. While watching the tasks of establishment and destruction, let your intellect have full faith and follow the Father. Remove your intellect from the things of the old world worth only a few pennies and become complete beggars. Forget your friends, relatives, wealth and property, etc. Blessing. May you make the one Father the support for your intellect while staying in the gathering and being loving to all, and thereby become a karma yogi. Instead of being loving in the gathering, some children become detached. They are afraid that they may become trapped, and so they feel that it would be better to remain distant. However, this is not so. You have to stay in the family for 21 births. So, if you remain detached out of fear, such sanskars are of a karma sannyasi. You have to become a karma yogi and not a karma sannyasi, renunciate. Stay in the gathering, be loving to all, and let the one Father and none other be the support of your intellect. Let the company of no other soul, no virtue or speciality attract your intellect, and you would then be said to be a pure karma yogi soul. Slogan: become right hand of Bapdada, not a left hand. Om Shanti.